Rangers Rambles.
Hey, we're live.
Sweet.
So, finally gone on. Bit of a start. And welcome to the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast.
What's poppin'?
We're jammed. Today I'm Jolt, now acting chief host of the podcast. And I'm joined together with
face.
Neo.
Because, you know, I fucked up last time, so I just...
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, we're already explicit.
Yep. Well, we've got a couple of returning faces, too, as well. Nizu.
What's up?
Lando.
What's good, yo?
Aeon, it's been a while. Welcome back.
Hola, tres bien.
And we've got, for the first time joining us, introduce yourself formally and so on. Tell us a little fun fact about yourself.
Tell about the weirdest time you've ever masturbated.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding. Just tell
really
you
want to know.
No, just tell
you. Nobody
wants to know. Then again, it's the internet. I would not be surprised there's people who would enjoy that.
No, I don't doubt it either. Anyways, hello. How are you all doing? My name is Folkfar. I'm the most random person full of useless information. The average lifespan of a toilet is 50 years. 1 in 10,000 people every year are injured by toilets. Now, what are you going to do with this? I have no idea.
Can you tell us another toilet thing? Because I'm actually kind of interested in this.
Yeah. I'm a plumber.
Is it because you're full of shit?
Oh.
Oh!
Point one to the bone!
2,500 times a year. And the average desk has 400 times more bacteria than the average toilet seat.
Okay. That's good
to
know.
Okay, by that logic, I must set fire to my desk then.
Well, now you've done and done it now, haven't you? So let's start the show because here on we've had an interesting tale of two cons happening side by side on the same dates, and I think we can start off with Furry Weekend Atlanta and Mizu. You were there, weren't you?
Yeah.
It was just a normal, you know, con at the moment until you see.
Ease up now. Just tell us a little. Start off with your experience and like when you attended.
It's like
so
the English patient. It starts slow, then nothing happens to resolve it.
Well, you know, you see a couple. See a lot of fluff butts walking up and down the streets right from my home, down the street from my home, and it's just your average con, in all honesty. You get with friends. I don't know what more the fuck you want me to say on this shit, really.
did you actually ever take note of, like, the attendance statistics? Because, like, FWA has gone, like, one of the biggest cons, well, stateside.
You know what? It was right on the list of taking a huge shit, so I didn't give a fuck.
Well, could be worse, literally.
Define that.
You want to know worse? Take a look at rain first and get back to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
We're going to hit pretty cringy, but let's tone it back, okay? Let's tone it back to PG-13/rated R instead of A. No. let's civilize it, all right?
All right.
So, to my knowledge, it looks like... from what I've seen on Twitter is two guys decided to simulate sex, and I was talking to actually one of my friends that went, and he said, you know, we got to a little bit of talk, and you know, and I noticed, you know, that's not good for a con. It's not good for the hotel's reputation either.
It Really?
I heard a little bit about how to do sex.
Keep this in mind.
Guys. How do you simulate sex if it's two guys?
Let's just say that one person is wearing a skirt and supposedly a jockstrap.
Oh, God, no.
Was it in the middle of the day, too, or was that just...
Yeah, it was
in the middle of the day.
It was. That's why I'm saying, like, trust me, like, give two guys a chance and, oh, trust me, ideas can happen.
Keep this in mind, guys. Big hotel chains will talk about this. That's how Rainforest never got a part two, was because of what happened there. And with this, this could damage FWA.
Wait, wait, wait.
Are you saying
that's
going to
just damage it? Like,
yeah,
it's going to obliterate
it.
It's not
going
to
damage it.
Well, if it gets weight, you know, I mean,
I doubt it will damage it.
You know something?
I don't think it'll damage it, but I think it'll definitely, it'll definitely have some chances of that not happening at that hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. That's my point.
I'm going to say that now it's kind of tarnished because mainstream news has finally taken notice of FWA.
Uh-huh. I've seen the articles and they're just ripping them for it.
Let's get something out of the way. Usually what happens with these cons is that something scandalous happens. Like, it lingers on Twitter for about a month or two afterwards. It goes away. And then no one ever really remembers it. That's what kind of happened with Rainforest. I mean, they may have shut down, but they're not really mentioned. But Rainforest is not heavily mentioned in the mainstream culture these days.
Yeah, but this, though. I had the misfortune of actually watching that video, and it was very disorienting.
It really kind of looked like they were having sex.
Can
on
I
the
ask something
floor.
First?
Go ahead.
Are we live streaming this?
Yes.
How many levels of no self-awareness are you on?
Calm down, get gone.
You know, we're just chilling here, fucking circle jerking, talking to each other?
I don't know.
You don't
I've
know.
Had friends here.
Dude.
Should I get the trombone out?
Fucking do it. Do it.
Actually, no. You know what I wish
okay.
I had?
I admit, ignore the smiling retard picture in the corner somewhere. It's just for...
Was that like a troll? Were you serious?
I'm actually serious.
Holy shit, dude.
Oh,
There's moments where I can be precise beyond belief, and then there's moments where I don't even remember what I've had for breakfast. And when I don't remember what I've had for breakfast has been literally the last how many years of my life.
Jesus.
Anyways, back to awkward circle jerk stories with the latest cons.
It's that thing.
Only draw the flamethrower and observe.
To get back. Let's just get this back on track. All right,
guys, let's get back on track.
Somebody basically stopped by those two guys doing what they were, and he basically got a commission piece. Well, he got an art piece made of him reacting in horror.
In front of my con.
I got...
I saw that reaction piece. I actually did.
I find it kind of irritating about it is no one actually stopped them. I understand, you know, they're doing their thing, but, you know, people need to stop and realize this is looking bad on the con.
I mean, the only credit you could give to those two guys was that they weren't a bunch of did-do-nothings, and then they promptly bragged about it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're banned from the con.
I mean...
I hope they are.
I mean, one to get to the hope. Next point of that, there was an arrest made, and I wasn't sure who it was.
Let me guess, drugs.
You know, I didn't hear anything about that.
If it was drugs, that's pretty understandable.
Isn't it always drugs anymore? I mean, Jesus.
I mean,
I couldn't tell you, man.
In a way, that's what contributed to the reinforcement.
Apparently, like somebody claimed, like one of the guys who did that thingo was got arrested on the con space, and the other one apparently assaulted an officer.
Yeah, that's what I heard also. Yeah, apparently he went and attacked him.
Yeah, one of our attendees basically got this from work, because he has a friend in con security, and it was confirmed to him that was the case.
Ooh.
So, Jesus.
I mean, I saw the picture of the guy getting cuffed and, you know, well, walking out.
It's so fucking stupid, man. Jesus fucking
Christ.
Welcome
to hell, Mizu. Idiots all over the place.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm sure word would have traveled around quickly on con space, but...
Nine.
I don't know. You miss a lot in con space either way.
Yeah, I was busy.
I mean, at least you're better than the people who just sit there and comb through Twitter. And
oh my god.
I mean, but you know, there's no end to the problems FWA is facing, too, were there, Mizu?
No.
I actually wanted to ask about, you know, did you get a wristband as a thingo when you registered, when you picked up your registration badge?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think of it?
I did. I thought it was fucking stupid. But
wasn't it supposed to be kind of like a replacement of a badge to where you don't have to flash your badge every 5 seconds, all you have to do is flash the...
Yeah, it was.
You just gotta like do the flick of the wrist. And show them.
Honestly, I think it's kind of a good idea, but it's kind of a stupid idea at the same time.
I mean, I checked the Twitter wire and a lot of people were complaining about it. And God forbid, too, if you have a fursuit and you have to wear that thing nonstop.
Oh, yeah, now that's when it gets kind of stupid.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, if you're wearing a fursuit, you can only have the wristband on with a fursuit. I mean...
Otherwise, you do look pretty stupid, yeah.
I mean, I would say at that point, just wear a badge that has it, but, I mean, if you're an attendee that doesn't have a fursuit, then, yeah, I would say you could wear the armband, or not the armband, but the wristband and be fine.
Actually, one of our guys who attended said, you can't take the wristbands off either, or they're void, and you need it to access... Certain
everything.
Rooms.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I have the best comparison. Have any of you ever heard of Fire Festival?
Oh my god,
like
I have.
Really awful great idea because I'm a pyro.
You think you know what I'm thinking about here, right? Like the firebugs. The firebugs bullshit.
Yeah, but wasn't that made all by the Magnesium Company or whatever?
Magnesius or some bullshit.
Magnesius or something, yeah, which involved Ja Rule, and then it gets spiraled out of control into a nightmarish depression.
It was fucking hilarious. And wristbands that the con... Yeah, Mr. Internet Historian dude, yeah. And the fucking con wristbands really remind me of that bullshit firebucks nonsense. Yeah.
That's just a mess, because apparently some people said that, you know, you could probably kind of integrate it to the social media or something. Those wristbands. I don't know. I don't think you can really substitute for actual badges.
I don't think so either.
Oh my god.
Mizu.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you scour the dealer's room while you were at the con?
Yeah.
What kind did you go to, Mizu?
Wow.
Okay,
what's going on, man? Why are you laughing?
Dying, because apparently we need to get a funeral procession started.
Oh.
Sounds like somebody's mother got run over by a steamroller.
Oh god, I think.
I'll be back just a minute.
Lando, do you need a doctor?
No, he needs to stop smoking.
Yeah.
Apparently, he needs Dr. Doom to shove him full of that blue stuff.
Nah, get out of that V. He'll fix you up for the right price. Especially with that freakish mutant cat robot.
I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm sorry.
I'm making Rainbow Six.
No, it's fine.
Hey, Lando.
Nah, you're fine, dude.
Just go on ahead, get it out of the way, and then come on back.
Yeah, just make sure, Mike, get out of your system and come back.
No, I'm fine. Keep going. I'm good.
All right.
For now.
Anyway, Mizu, if you can resume talking about what you were going to say.
Okay, well, this is...
He'll be back, but the thing I kind of wanted to tell you about was that there was actually a dealer in the FWA con space that actually would make a lot of you cringe and just shake your head in shame.
Please, God, don't tell me it's Dio.
No.
Oh, thank you, God.
Is it Patch?
No.
Hans, give me my gun.
It actually turned out to be a dealer for diapers in the con space.
Oh, I heard about that.
Did we not learn from Rainforest?
I heard supposedly it was next to a bunch of adult toys. That's what I heard. I can't verify that, but...
Oh, no, I know about the... I saw pictures of the toys there. There was some taller than people. What I saw in the picture was one of them was pretty tall, and it was actually usable. Then there was one bigger than that, and it was usable. And I'm talking this thing had to have been bigger than my fucking arm, like shoulder to hand. And then there was one that wasn't usable that was fucking as tall as, like, I think probably 5 feet tall.
Dear sweet zombie motherfucking Christ.
Yeah, I'm actually, let me see if I can get those pictures from my friend.
I don't even want to see it. I literally don't, is how terrifying that sounds.
Considering the existence of the Bad Dragon brick.
Well, Bad Dragon apparently was there. Wait. And then, there was, what I heard was there was two sections. There was the, what?
Dragon brick?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was like some kind of, like, a April Fool's toy, and you got fidget spinners with it.
What?
The Bad Dragon...
We gotta have Mikey on. The admin in the unofficial Not Safe for Work for Years chat. Because he actually... He was gonna try to shoot teeny weenies out of a shotgun.
Oh, well.
You guys are making me question my life now, man. Like, you're making me, like, question my entire goals. I mean, I got some glorious photos of my moments torturing Alkaline Kage. I won't deny it, but...
Slow down. You have your moment of glory. You will have your moment of glory.
I know, but you're making me question myself even after those stunts.
You know, before we're not going to start that just yet, but...
Oh, my God.
Neo, how was your friend's experience at the con?
Well... he did get a chance to go on the Floor Wars. I sat there and watched him. He did an amazing job. He got a 1 out of 3 judges for the non-suit dance competition. It's kind of a Floor Wars, whatever it's called. He didn't make it, unfortunately.
But he still
did a great job, I believe. He was going against someone who got second place, I believe. So he usually gets the guy that he went against usually gets second place every year, which is hilarious. He hates it too, because obviously second place every year you'd go there. But he said it was still an amazing experience because if you didn't know, Atlanta, Georgia is one of the dancing capitals of the United States. Like, a lot of dancers come from Atlanta. So him saying that, you know, he got the chance to go up there, he said it was an amazing experience. He showed me, obviously, the tall dragon dildos. But it wasn't – the funny thing is, it wasn't Bad Dragon. He couldn't remember the company name, though. And there was like two sections of the dealer's den, he told me. There was the main section where everybody can go in, and then there was the adult only section. So yeah, he had a blast, and all that other kind of stuff.
You know, that's good. You know what I found funny though? MCFC's Twitter basically shook their heads at FWA literally on Twitter, and I saw the tweet.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure FWA made more than or did better than MCFC. And I'm just saying that.
Basically, on terms of like how high the dumpster fire is.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. And basically, yeah. I think we could probably give that FWA a wrap. That's probably enough of the whole, you know.
Yeah, let's move on to the next one.
I think, yeah, MCFC 2018. We've had a few of our folks there. There's definitely interesting things happening. And hey, now your time to shine, isn't it?
I am back.
Ooh, it wasn't nearly as good. Like, I mean, I'm going to send you guys some photos quickly. The people in the chat won't be able to see it, but this is just so you, like, you can understand a little bit of the context of what I did and what I went and done to our poor compatriots. Neo, have you seen them?
I believe so.
I just got to see those pictures that you sent me.
Yeah, basically, I had a blast at my first con. I've sent up, I'm sending you guys all close-ups of the purchases in question. So yeah, that'll be those. Basically, what happened at my first con was the first thing was Mystery Science for Theater 3000, whatever. And we had the most god-awful movie. Like, if it came to Judas Iscariot, the guy who betrayed him and stuck him on that cross, or watching this movie, he would legitimately pick Judas over that crappy movie, was how awful it was.
What movie did y'all see?
Sword and the Sorcerer. So every time, we had a set of rules where you donate money, you make rules. We had every time there's a torch, every time there's a horse, every time there's three more swords, because the hero's sword had three blades on it. Every time a sword was shot, literally, you would shoot swords. Every time there's a cliche moment, or every time there was the enemy died way too easily, etc. Basically, we got him so hammered to the point, he surrendered in under 60 minutes.
Dear Lord.
And we raised up $1,100 on just night one.
It reminds me of the Lost Windows suicide drinking game.
It was he was the only one who signed a waiver. We got three of his buddies to quit, I believe. And I don't know if I heard correctly, but I swore he called his friend, like, basically for years he always kept calling her suitcase. And I believe I wasn't for sure if I heard it right, but I believe he might have called her Auschwitz. I don't know.
Wow. Man.
I'm not making this a joke. I'm not making this controversial. I literally swore, and I had several of the people pretty sure they heard the same thing, that he said that.
Did they call him the gas chamber?
That's how I got introduced to Alkali. And so we had some interesting moments over the time. We had dancing. We had stores open up. We had the usual traditional fun shenanigans. We had a giant pool party where we were beating the absolute piss of each other because somebody went and brought in an inflatable frickin' cheeseburger. I literally spent like the next 3 hours just smacking around like to everyone in the pool. And like, we had basically a game of don't let it touch the ground going on. And we even had like a bunch of fursuiters compiling into the pool for some reason. Pool area. I don't really know why, but we had competitions, clips from the whole theme was Monty Python, the Holy Grail. In this case, it was the Holy Growler.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail is a 1975 movie directed.
Well, okay. I'm glad I know that.
Wow.
Okay, it was great. The only reason it ended the way it did was the fact that they ran out of money. That's why it ended with everyone being arrested. They literally ran out of budget. And another fun fact related to the movie, average speed of an unladen swallow is 24 miles per hour or 21 meters per second. Anyways, like, damn. Basically, at the end of it all, though, was the best part, because we had the charity auction. Because I could go over the drunk stories, the drunk moments. We could begin about times with Radioactive. fursuit photos, traditional stuff, but I feel like the auction was the most fun because we got a beautiful selection of photos, among other things that came up, and Kage and Alkali decided to take front and center. And so I happen to have a pretty thick wallet, so I decided to have some fun. So I went and happened to meet a lot of unique people. Like, I got to meet the Rock and Roll Dragon. I happened to get his card directly because, I mean, he happened to be there when I pulled the stud. Basically, there happened to normally be only one of these photos. Basically, Goldwolf, great guy, really funny with how he does these stunts. Basically, normally he only makes one of these photos in question. Refer to the ones that I sent you all. Well, most of you. Basically, yeah. Normally only one exists every year. This year, he brought out four. And oh, wow. So I decided to go and be a little bit of a sadist and go and collect each and every one.
Wow, those Photoshops, man.
Wow. Yeah. What ended up happening was, basically, I slowly started collecting them. Like, I collected the first one. It was like, it was all fun and games. And I offered him $150 for it. If he signed it, if Alkali would sign it, I'd offered him $150. So then I got that. Next one, I got Kage's signature. Third one comes up after various other items. And then Alkali's just standing up there, just so damn confused on how on earth. It's like, how much money do you have after I'm only $750 through it all? And like, he's already just so confused. And basically, he didn't know it was my first con. And then, like, when I was talking to the rock and roll guy, when I was having a whole bunch of fun just burning through all the cash that I have, and then I had already collected two and some other shenanigans, including a drunk photo session signed by him accidentally. And I found a bunch of other items. What ended up happening was Pandez overheard that it was my first con, and he ended up talking to Alkali. He ended up whispering it to his ear. Alkali came down. He has like this big, like, everybody's probably thinking like, oh shit, this guy's about to get just absolutely fucked over for what he did. What'd he do now? And then he just comes down and hugs me. He's like, you're insane, man. You're absolutely insane. In the middle of the auction.
Wow. Nice, dude.
No, you don't understand. This isn't even halfway through the auction. And I still had a lot more to burn.
Jesus Christ.
That's the best thing about fur cons, though, is you got money to burn.
No, you don't understand.
Every furry what has happened, money to burn.
I got even Alkali to donate $50. Like, out of his own free will, he donated $50 and ended up putting up $1,000 already within, like, the first four items. And I got $7. And the best part, what ended up happening was, I collected the final two photos. And I thought, there's no way there's more. The final item happened to be the most perfect one of them all. The most glorious Photoshop of Kage and Alkali as a beautiful princess.
Yeah, I think I just saw the one that you sent me. Wow,
isn't it great?
What a toupee, though. What a toupee.
Yeah, anyways, what happened was, we ended up on the most massive bidding war. I immediately opened up the war to $200. Next guy comes in, $220. It went to $245. It went to $260. It just kept rising. And it ended at like $367 currently, and then it was still like, it was more of a steady drop right there. Suddenly, there's a phone call. Like, Kage and Alkali, during the middle of all these auctions, had to go several times backstage or split apart because of how much they couldn't keep it together. And I had over half that entire group of people there in stitches. Like, they could barely keep a straight face. It is the back and forth war I kept going with all the items I was looking for. What ended up happening was, I last second arranged a triple raid, a triple money raid against Kage's mom for this final photo.
What the fuck?
She bid. She sent in a phone call to her son for $500 for this photo. And you want to know what came with this little photo? digital copy as well as the physical copy. And you know what else came with it? A fun stipulation. Now, Kage has some very new fun house decoration. He has to go and take a copy of this photo and stick it up in his house.
What the hell? I'm sorry, this is just crazy and hilarious at the same time.
Hey, I'll send you it. You'll see, I can't begin to the half the emotions that I put him through, but in total, I'll be honest, I actually sort of went and raised 11% of the con's total money.
Damn. Jesus Christ. That is mental.
I have worse news.
All I got was a lousy scarf from Kenny. Nice scarf.
I don't know if he's ever going to watch this, nice but scarf. I have a plan. I'm going to make a shirt out of that final photo. I'm going to make a shirt out of it. You know what I'm going to do else?
I'm going to make some
memes. I'm going to go and I'm going to stick it up for next year's charity auction.
In before Furry Raiders merchandise line.
Yes. Just offer up all these shirts just under Furry Raider merchandise. Oh. I've even got four personal photos with Kage and Alkali Pandas. I got Pandas and Alkali in photos. I got four of them with all the stuff that I got, including Kage's tears. I mean, I'm Alkali's tears.
Oh wow!
I got Alkali tears. I got every single item that related to Alkali, completely unintentionally, but it was great. Yo, and he was just having fun. Like, we had real quills from really deadly to the point that he was just screwing around. Kage was. He ended up shaking a letter like it was nothing.
I got an idea. Okay. So what if Alkali's hat actually has a portal? So when he gets the donation money, it goes right into the town's bank account.
Actually, I have a challenge for you. Why don't you try to steal Kage's wine?
Oh,
there you go. Somebody saved my butt with that because they had a giant, huge, mega bottle of his special sake. He's very partial to this South Carolina sake. I know what the bottle looks like. Basically, someone ended up bringing one of those bottles out there, and last minute he's like. Just suddenly in the middle of auction number two, this lovely little lady decides to bring out that bottle. And then Alkali immediately starts yelling at me, did you arrange this? Because Kage's just immediately like a squirrel to a laser pointer. He immediately just zooms down there for the bottle of alcohol.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he
wants to explain
his wine is the biggest part to him.
I know, because he's got a wine stream going on right now.
What if his wine is his fuel? He's actually an android that requires it.
I know.
The only android is Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh.
No, he's a lizard man. Or
honestly,
a fucking alien.
I can't really properly describe how all those things went down. I really can't. Words can never fully describe.
Allow me to say
even
this.
The video wouldn't Massive do it justice, but it was great. Then summary.
Ahead,
it was really funny watching everybody completely in stitches, and I had people walking up to me to start hugging me like crazy, for the stunt that I pulled.
Jesus Christ, dude! You're more crazy than I was on my first con.
Me?
What?
Too.
I only spent $1,350 at my first con ever and saved it all for the auction at the end.
I only spent $700. Holy shit!
A face, face with
he's a kinder version of the ability.
Okay, I have bad
on a
news,
two buttons meme, and then they say,
"Can I make a
one.
Confession?"
Go ahead.
I'm sort of planning on either one option or another. I'm either considering doing slow, tiny bids over time, or just dumping $3,000 on one item only. That's absolutely pointless, just to watch him shit himself.
I would shit myself if I even thought about doing that.
I would shit myself if you buy an item that is like you that is you overpaid for something.
I only expected to spend
$700. It's a charity auction, man. Shit. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You know, yeah.
It has to be worth
the monetary value. Like, there are some things that are priceless. I get that, but come on.
Now I do have to ask, did you ever check out, like, an artist alley, but it was, like, an art auction and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, I got art. I got all sorts of things.
Okay. Yeah, now I got to work. That's the only thing I need to work on is my art collection. Yeah. Because I can't hang the one I have up. Not while I'm at my house.
See, yeah, our members have gotten that, some framed and so forth. Gimpy, there was a funny story that you actually told the staff. I'll cover it for you. Like how somebody hugged, wasn't there somebody with an anti-Nazi badge?
Oh my God!
Master kiss me, damn.
Oh, tell us the story. I can't remember it fully off my heart.
Oh God, there's this possum there, and she's apparently a professional chef.
Oh joy.
Oh, go on.
Basically, what happened was there's this possum there. She happened to have an anti-Nazi badge, and she happens to have a crush on our local resident Radioactive.
What she does not know is
that Radioactive is part of this group. What's even more funny is the fact that she was playing with my tail and doesn't know that I'm an admin.
It's all right. It's all right.
Nah, in our time we've fooled quite a good number of anti-Nazis if you just are cute enough.
Wow.
Still, I mean, I've got a shiny, scaly tail. Like, I'm like the most adorable you can become.
I've seen a few of them. Is that like a solid, like, made out of chainmail?
More or less, yeah. Similar to that. It's like a fish scale more.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
No,
I
like, see. It's like a legitimate, no scorch, like, it's a legitimate anti-Nazi badge. It's like stacked onto her jacket with, like, a whole bunch of other button-like things.
Edgy teenagers.
I think I might just... Yeah, there's a few stickers I would basically throw at them. Like, oh, speaking of which, yeah, no. I just picked up a new machine, and I can print a hell of a lot of stuff, including stickers.
I'll hit you up if you can ship it to me.
Oh, hey, yeah, we just got to figure this thing out, though. But yeah,
that's what I've been looking for, is something to like print out stickers and shit like that, so I can put them on my laptop. I got a bunch of dragon shit, and I got one little noodle one, but
oh, dude. Name me one personal sticker of mine that you would print and I will personally deliver to you.
The Canada one.
Nice. Oh, Canada.
Actually, no.
No, we do not sing that anthem here.
No, we sing Canada. We wanted to improve the Canadian national anthem once on a podcast you in a way, but yeah. We've got a few fun ideas though. Anyway,
it's just with Canada, I every Canadian I've ever ran into just has pissed me off, so I tend to not really care about them anymore.
I mean, you could say that they're reaping the dingoes with Trudeau as prime minister.
Yeah,
I've ran into some pretty decent Canadians at that match.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I have met some really nice Canadians, but 95% of them have been assholes. So I just tend not to.
Look, you want to know how you deal with them?
Burn their flag?
Give them the boot.
Rake their flag, excuse me.
Now, I can't say that about Brazilians. I've ran into a shit ton of Brazilians and they're just dicks.
Oh, that's a different story altogether. Anyway, while you're still on the top, we've still got a tiny bit of time to cover MCFC. Were there any other interesting tidbits over at MCFC?
Besides my interesting tidbits.
Besides torturing Alkali and Kage to the point that I had to send them back several times to the
anti-Nazi thingo.
They had to go behind the curtain several times to keep their composure to not start crying in the middle of that auction. And that was only halfway through my stunt.
Why?
Man, if they actually cried on there, that would have been like, all up here and everybody recording would have a field day on tweeting it too.
But it besides, would not, like, besides your little stunt that you pulled, any, like, and the anti-Nazi lady, any, like, you know, FWA type shit happen? Like just straight up degeneracy.
Wasn't there, I'm asking. Wait a minute.
I got to my friend being absolutely hammered.
No, not that kind of. I'm just talking, like, in public space type things.
Considering he had some interesting conversations with fursuiters while hammered while I was hauling him out to my car, yeah. More or less.
Oh, wow. gotcha. Wait a minute. I thought there was some, like, ambulances coming around this time around or something. Let me just see if I remember correctly. Or was that somewhere else? Never mind. Must have missed something then.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's kind of wrap this up. Like, and let's ask that. What's your opinion on this whole panel? Because I think, you know, despite all the, you know, lack of fiscal prudence, this is basically, you know, kind of like the spirit of what we really want to get into at ConSpace.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, oh, go ahead.
For me, it was the most fun I've ever had. There's no other way to put it. Radioactive really did help make it better. It was really funny getting a few more interesting shots there, here and there, throughout our fursuiting antics. But I mean, the collections of signatures, events that went down, meeting all the fresh faces, it was really, really refreshing.
It's definitely something you wish you can do again, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am planning on doing better.
The spirit?
As am I for my next con.
Just before we close that, let's ask the other guys, like, what you officially thought about, you know, what the stunt that was just pulled.
Well, outside of the whole shenanigans with the two guys, I guess, rubbing on each other in the middle of the fucking hallway, the con went off without a hitch. Outside of the rest.
FWA was kind of fine, but, you know, what the MCFC thing, though?
Oh, the MCFC thing. And that's amazing to hear.
Aeon?
I mean,
yeah.
Sorry,
some things are happening on Telegram, so that's why I keep spacing out.
I'm not going to bring it up here.
The police. Let's see what's going on.
Actually, I think we'll wrap this up and move on to the last topic of the show. And this is gonna be a kind of a fun one to talk about.
Bully Hunter. Ooh.
Let's get into this, so I can give my Jerry's final thought style of a beatdown.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this: I wish I was trolling on that day.
I'm literally going to Bully Hunters. I just see an excessive woman.
When this topic got brought up to my attention, some of the other people, we were voice chatting this, and somebody got banned from joining the Bully Hunters because of low, you know.
Oh, I just tried looking it up, and it says the IP address cannot be found.
Ooh, dude, literally, it's just full of shit posts right
now.
And
I says, you have been banned from using Bully Hunter due to low ratings, and somebody tried to join.
Like, really?
Okay, so, yeah. For context, like, do you guys know the context around what spurred this on?
No.
Oh my gosh, a guy even donated headsets to these guys, apparently.
That's right. I saw, like, headsets, and there was just, like, the whole thing is just hilarious.
You know, this is basically the adage of the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I was actually genuinely peeved because SteelSeries was sponsoring this. They essentially...
Hey, you want an even better quote to suit this? There is no such thing as bad publicity. SteelSeries PR team. Any new words for that?
Oh, I mean, Alex Jones says the same thing.
Hey, you know what the word on the wire is? Steel Series wants to sue the Woolly Hunters. That's only a rumor, but I don't know if it's progressing any further than that.
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened.
Yeah. I'm just bummed. I don't think I want to buy another. I'm in the market for headphones, but Steel Series is probably crossed off my list now.
Go with like some kind of Turtle Beaches, because right now I'm using a pair of Turtle Beaches. Not right now, I'm using my Beats by Trey. Yeah. And they're really, really good too. So
I mean, the context of it all is like this all started because game journalists basically whined because a female gamer felt harassed online when somebody teabagged her during a video game and they cried harassment.
God. Aww, Poony. Like,
really? What do you expect? This is the gaming world.
That happens to fucking everybody, I did it.
Yeah. And then they launched this campaign which has gone over the top.
That campaign itself is fucking retarded. The bitch who got fucking wrecked, get good, whore.
I would tell you guys to look at the promotional material, the promotional, you know, posters and artworks and so forth, and see how much cringed inside.
Oh, just
for what?
The whole thing is whatever you want to call it, propaganda, promotional posters, what.
Is this really a thing?
Yes.
How did you get the flamethrower? Just no burning.
It's just bad.
As I said, burn it. Burn all of it.
This is literally the most depressing thing I've ever witnessed to just so much as look at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
welcome to hell.
It's bad enough the sponsors are suffering because of this. I mean, you saw on the thing, right, Aeon? Like, I sent you that Vertigear had to issue a statement, and they essentially... I couldn't read it, but I think they essentially distanced themselves from the campaign after they, you know... Man, if you were a sponsor of that thing, you'd feel bummed, wouldn't you? That this was just a dupe.
I would feel fucking embarrassed to be a sponsor of that shit.
Oh, most fucking definitely.
Yeah.
How many sponsors do they have?
SteelSeries, Vertigear, Diversity, something.
I'm just continually looking through this. I'm just looking at all these stupid memes and crappy outfits worn by celebrities that look like they're part of... Oh my god, you do not want to see this. That's disturbing.
What's disturbing? Tell me.
Are you sure you want to know?
You're talking to somebody who's watched all the Saw films and has lived through them without even fucking cracking a chuckle at it.
This is worse than Saw.
Just tell me. I've seen worse. A lot worse.
Not until you see what is considered sexy, apparently, by red carpet looks.
Okay, give me my 1911.
Look, there's a reason she's being described as a fat, ugly beach whale.
Wow.
Land whale ahoy!
Jesus.
Again. You know, the whole thing was just the whole, you know, I think everybody on Twitter decided to have a field day because they were actually finding out that they were basically making faux Bully Hunter accounts on Twitter, basically just having a field day, you know, being all shitposty in that.
It's the internet. Try and stop that progress and you will be destroyed.
Yep.
Hey, Jolt, take a look at that.
Send me something, will you? I mean, dude, feel a bit bummed and kind of.
Just take a look at the beached whale.
Send that shit to me. I must see the cancer.
Like basically, this is what you get when you search Bully Hunter. You just get you get an ugly beached whale.
You've dyed hair too, no less. Who's basically the poster child of this campaign now?
Like,
this text killed my son. Mom makes heartbreaking and like apparently looks really cheesy and realistic. And then there's what looks like a rape scene, and then there's a creepy fat kid with a very in need of help mother, because apparently she has like a hole in her throat or something. I'm just still looking at this. I'm just finding so much shit posts. It's not even funny.
I mean, I feel bummed that I'm wanting to say that I feel alone by saying TFW, no Bully Hunter GF.
It's just bad. Like, I'm sad that was even a. I'm cringing at the fact that was even a fucking thing.
There have been far worse things. This is one of them.
That is true.
Like,
has been a lot of bad shit.
You could No. You know what's funny? The day they did the stream, like, after the stream got trolled and that, they had to close down the comments section. And the comments were so lit, they were slinging around cuck and soy boy all over the place.
Wow. Now,
okay, who the heck is Cool Cat, by the way?
You don't want to know.
Because, yeah, that's what I'm getting by searching Bully Hunter.
Get me my gun.
Cool Cat is stupid. It's so stupid.
Okay, I'll explain it. Cool Cat was a byproduct of a man known as Derek. He tried to sue a YouTuber by the name of I Hate Everything, if you remember this debacle.
Oh, yes.
It did not end well. I Hate Everything won, and Derek is losing his mind and now is targeting, well, people like us for no apparent reason.
Really?
Yes. He's even targeting a gun. He's even targeting the Second Amendment now.
Mm. Wow.
So yeah, if you want to understand, Cool Cat's basically a children's book written by a man who's completely psychotic.
Most fucking definitely.
You know what somebody apparently made?
What's up?
A Tinder account for Jason Voorhees.
Oh my god. No. Let's make a Tinder account for the Xenomorph.
About Jason. Outdoorsman, hunter, anti-bullying activist. I'm only here because my mom suggested it. Let's see. I'm bigoted camping, but not the strongest swimmer. So I don't expect any dates to the beach. Not really a sports guy, despite the way I dress. I am tall, so feel free to wear those heels. Not really into travel, but I did visit Manhattan once and really enjoyed it.
Oh my god. You know what? No. Give the Xenomorph and a Terminator the fucking Tinder account and let's see where that goes.
Well. Oh, you know
that happened.
You know something absolutely funny I found about the whole Bully Hunters thing? You know, the lady who hosted it, like, she went on a photo shoot on Playboy and Playboy wiped it.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I don't care for Playboy.
Yeah, they're irrelevant now. Not to mention that. Not to mention they even wrote a piece. I think they wrote an article on us.
They were full social justice warrior.
Yeah.
And you never go full social justice warrior.
Well, they always do.
You know.
What do you expect?
Oh, man. You know, it would have been thingered if you basically... Wouldn't you have wanted to just crash the whole Bully Hunter stream and just... You basically... Yeah, it's this was just basically a case of, you know... It just turned from the hunters bullying the thingo. And we can just... We just go full the Watchmen on them, you know?
Yeah. I just... I don't know.
It's
they
the same
just
way, you know, you ask who polices the police... Something into the Bully Hunters.
Yeah, I know it pleases the police. It's called the judge.
Who bully hunts the Bully Hunters.
It is people with skill. This whole campaign is fucking mind-boggling retarded.
Yep.
There have been worse campaigns. Pretty soon I foresee feminism trying to destroy game systems. Let's see that happen and see how far that goes.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it'll go pretty, pretty far.
Not enough. I mean, look at how far the Second Amendment rights is going for them. Trying to take that down.
I mean, they
keep hitting the stone wall.
Freaking! I mean, you go back to here. The person who SJWs tried to get the guy who teabagged the journalist fired.
As fucking usual, that does not surprise me.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't surprise me either.
Well, since we've basically gone through that, it's essentially kind of run the course now. How's the live show going? Like, has anyone popped in to see the comment section?
I have. I've been keeping an eye on it. My girlfriend dropped by.
I saw it for a second and then kind of dropped out for a second.
Scorch is in there, a few others.
We could, I suppose, you know, if there's a few people around, we could probably pop in and open the lines and, you know, question and answer time.
Let's just do it.
I'm going to have to pop out for a bit.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Fuck it. Fuck it. We'll do it live!
We'll do it live.
Maybe one day we'll probably open up a call-in service.
Goodness. And then Dior, someone's gonna drop in.
I mean, goodness.
I would actually, to be honest, I would like to talk with Dio just to talk with her. I don't think they realize. She's not, because fuck it. I mean, but still, I think it'd be hilarious.
Well, she'll be sitting there screaming, "Nazi, Nazi!"
And she did not see that coming.
That was good. That was a good one.
Well, I mean, we could be right about it. I guess, I mean, if we can see these funds, we're going to have a guess and all, but eventually we'll die.
Yeah. You know something? We're actually close to, we're actually totally close to? Right on this recording. 420.
What's up?
We're close to 420.
Bro. Oh yeah, we are really close to 420.
Yeah.
Let's just get the weed.
We need weed.
It's not
bring
that.
In the weed.
You know what?
I'm set in the weed department.
You know what the certain people actually celebrate 420 with, and no, it's not weed.
Beer. Acid?
No, it's the birthday.
You mean Hitler's birthday?
It's the birthday of their certain idol.
Oh, Hitler!
I just said
my gun, Hans.
Oh my goodness!
Hans, grab the Luger.
It's like somebody's got to go through these websites and see how much levels of unirony they want to take this birthday over.
All right, I'm gonna look at most ironic deaths right now, just for the fun of it.
I am kind of curious. Is it gonna be on Wednesday?
One of the greatest deaths, though, was the fact that the guy who invented... Oh, wow, that's actually great. Man shouts, fuck alligators, and is eaten by one.
What the fuck?
Co-founder?
Sweet silver vein!
All right, this one's even better. Co-founder of ALS Ice Bucket Challenge drowns.
Oh wow!
That's what he get.
That.
That's what he get for playing with fucking water like a dumbass.
You know something that just popped up in my head that I didn't cover in the FWA.
Rapper says YOLO to drunk driving and dies 20 minutes later.
Bummer. Hey guys.
What's up?
You know something I forgot to cover when I was talking about FWA? How somebody one of our guys ended FWA. Saw a Blocklist user in person and then proceeded to tweet about it. When you see a Blocklist user live in person.
I bet they didn't
see one of the greatest ironies, though?
They didn't say shit, though, but hey.
Woman dies of water poisoning trying to win a Wii.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one. Oh, I get it. Really?
Tenor sings, "You can only live so long," and dies.
So, were there any takers for question and answers time?
Fuck it, let's open up the lines.
I'm checking right now. Wrong YouTuber. There we go.
The only reason I can't do it is because I'm, you know.
Let's see.
Japanese actor excels on stage, chokes on fish.
Hey, boys, I gotta go.
That's all right. Have you got any closing statements, though? It's perfect time to bail.
Yeah, I think it's getting time.
Yeah. Any closing statements about what we've discussed?
No, not really.
Don't have sex in the middle of a fur con.
Yeah, don't basically do that.
All right, here's another one.
Aeon's final thoughts.
Can I tell you a better idea?
Let's wrap this up right now. I think
here's a better idea for you all, though. Don't have your own obituary posted and get pissed off to the point that you die from not being liked enough.
Okay, well.
Oh, that's good advice there. So, Aeon.
Yeah, that actually happened to a guy. He died because he was so upset that people didn't like him more.
Well, Aeon. Yeah.
All right, on the subject of the Bully Hunters thing, I do believe that this is just a shit show, pure and simple. I mean, we've seen so many things from the internet, like Chris Chan that we have not seemed to have learned from, and also Darkside Phil. Fat bastard should really go away, but here we are. I don't think this is going to go away for a while. I don't think this is just going to be a continuing issue. I mean, I've seen enough in the gaming community to where Polygon can't even play Doom for 2 seconds without getting killed.
They've basically ridden their way into irrelevance, though. But have you got anything about the cons that we just, you know?
Yeah, do not have sex in public. And okay, if
thanks
any,
for stealing mine.
I agree with that. You know, and like, if there's like, anything on the dumpster fire scale, we have not really learned from Raid First. We have not really learned from that.
No,
that should be a learning experience.
At this point, though, I don't think FWA can salvage. I'm not sure if they can salvage as many PR agents in the world could come to their rescue.
It doesn't matter who they bring out. There's nothing they can do.
Anyway,
let's close this up. I got some stuff I want to do.
So, hope you had fun enjoying listening to our episodes. That's basically the recaps of our con. On events, and till next time, goodbye.
See ya.
Adios.
Don't do drugs.